WKDW. Hey, we're just rolling right on along here on a Thursday morning edition of the Country Club Show. And hey, I've been telling you about the guests we have here joining me this morning. And on the phone with me this morning, I've got Carrie from the GAP Coalition. And Carrie, first of all, good morning. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
No. I've been, in fact, for the last few weeks, been getting emails and reading, especially through the great folks over there at the Augusta Free Press, about a special event that you guys have coming up tonight, a special town hall meeting. So first of all, tell me a little bit about what you have going on this evening.
Well, this evening, the GAP Coalition, the Greater Augusta Prevention Partners, is hosting a town hall meeting specifically about underage drinking. We have a number of speakers coming to talk to our guests about how underage drinking is affecting our local communities.
And then this is, like I said, this is a problem that just has continued to grow as, I guess, as time goes along. And, you know, I think there's probably a lot of parents and families that maybe don't really know, you know, what to do. And I think that's where this is really going to come in handy tonight.
It is. It's going to be a really great event. We've got a lot of community agencies on hand to offer some options for families if they're having some difficulties. Our speakers will tell about some of the local conditions, what they're seeing. We've got someone from the Sheriff's Department. We've got someone from the juvenile justice system. We've got a doctor coming to talk about how alcohol affects the adolescent brain. And one of the important things we've been doing with our most recent campaign, it's called Let's Be the Influence. It's reminding parents that they're the reason that their children are choosing not to drink.
Right.
And so we're encouraging parents to really be the influence and have those tough conversations with their children about underage drinking.
And, you know, this is something I actually was thinking about here, you know, after you know, hearing about this great town hall coming up this evening. You know, being here with the radio station, and at a lot of events, whether it be concerts or sporting events or so forth. And you see, and it kind of bothers me a little bit sometimes, you see a lot of adults and parents out there with young children drinking at these events. And again, I think they kind of emulate what the parents do so often.
Oh, they sure do. Our children are watching us every minute of the day. And regardless of what we tell them, sometimes they like to follow in our own footsteps. So it's important for parents to realize that there are real reasons and significant reasons that children should not drink until they are 21.
Right.
And so we will go over some of those tonight at our town hall meeting. Like I say, we've got a doctor coming to speak. He specializes in underage drinking and effects of alcohol on the brain. It's just important for parents to realize how much of an influence they are on their children. Our facts tell us that 83% of our youth are choosing not to drink because of their parents.
Wow.
So that's a significant number, and it shows that parents really are the influence. We just want to be a reminder to parents that they are the influence and that their kids are watching.
Well, you know, for folks that think, wow, this sounds like a great idea, tell me about when and where and so forth for this evening.
It's tonight at Wilson Middle School from 6 to 8 p.m. That's the time of the program. And we'll have a light dinner starting at 5:30. So Wilson Middle School tonight at 5:30.
Like I said, this sounds like such a great opportunity for folks to come out. I mean, just really to come out and learn and see what's going on. I mean, I think some of the speakers will be fantastic just to kind of find out what really is happening in our community.
It is. It's going to be a really great event. It's for the whole family. We've got childcare and some teen activities, so people can bring their kids out. We'll be serving a light dinner at 5:30 so they can come on out and have dinner. It's going to be a really good night.
Well, again, that light dinner at 5:30, the town hall beginning at 6 at Wilson Middle School tonight. And again, Carrie, I know this has been a lot of work for the folks there at the GAP, the Coalition. But boy, what a great thing that you guys are doing for our community.
Well, we've worked really hard, and we really feel like this can make a difference in our community. And so it's a pleasure to put something like this on to help the community.
Well, I sure hope that the halls and the everywhere in Wilson will be all packed tonight for the special event. Best of luck with everything. And again, thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with me this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.